Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. This is the flub montage. It's a combination of a flub and a mumble. And we take all the best ones from the week and we put them together in a montage. And you're going to instantly feel better about your work performance when you hear this. Punching the microphone. Beginning of the break.
That was legit. My finger, I actually went too far. No, just please. You know, this is when it all happens. This is when I felt the whole Friday flubble thing.
Thursday.
You get me flushing on Thursday.
Okay.
We're talking nice sunshine, warm, not too humid, mid 80s, 63 now with Woodbridge.
Son of a really.
Kevin Costner?
He's got a cowboy, yes. Got a cowboy face.
He's Costnerish.
And the Kevin leading Costner-ish. Lady
is
supposed to be very good.
Just are you trying to do Sean Connery?
Wait, no, I heard
was that you?
I heard
trying to speak.
You know, guys, the Raleigh's idea of a balanced meal, a dog in each hand.
Exactly.
That's balanced.
You can be a Willinda. You can be a Willinda. I can't think of the word here. Willinda, yes. Wow. I know, click, hang on.
Oak Ridge Dairy Farm in Allington, the first in Connecticut to use a methane digester.
Right.
Not a meth digester.
No.
That's a different place.
Different.
Get a better driver.
More attentive to directions.
That was not a well thought out crime.
It was not. No, it was like a Wile E. Coyote method. That wasn't that terrible. I've had worse.
So AJ's plan one is expect the worst.
Exactly. Plan, yes. Bring drugs.
Plan, yes. Bring drugs.
Bring drugs.
Broken glass and seashells.
Broken glass and seashells. Seashells.
You know, a lot of people said
trash.
Hold it. There you go.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Well, the king of sports memorabilia. I need shows to binge watch next week.
Most ones sound nice. Jelly Donut or Yellow School? What's called?
Horrible, horrible.
Unless you're Popeye, in which case just you can't spinach. That's all flat and all. You pop back out again.
What?
Popeye has gotten run over by steam rollers before.
It's not mentioned in the story.
Yeah, no.
If she was naked from the waist down, I assume wasn't wearing underpants.
That's why it's a naked, yes.
You got to watch the whole thing. Anything could happen.
Nail biter.
Yeah. Who did he beat?
Everybody.
Yes, everybody.
No, but I mean, like, you know, who was closest? Except one by two shots. Who was, like, two shots below him? Or above him, whatever. Freaking golf, whatever it is. Yeah, I would have to go to like, the actual game and, like, you know, film myself, you know, commentating. Oh, this thing just happened over here. This effing, you know, whatever. Blah, blah, blah. You call up the effing broadcast. I don't know. Be cool. The effing broadcaster.
Wow.
Why are you reaching for a drink right now?
Tore through Beatles songs like Can't Buy Me Love. Solo songs like Maybe I Can't Be Amazed. Or Maybe I'm Amazed.
How many U.S. senators are there?
How many? There's 50, right? Because there's one for each. There's one for each state, right?
There's two.
How many U.S. senators? Oh, per state. Overall. Overall, I'm going to say two.
No.
What? Per state.
If there's two per state.
Right.
Okay. How many
senators? That still wouldn't make 100 then. That'd be 100 senators altogether. There'd be two for each state.
Well, you got that
state.
One wrong, so you have to leave.
Fine. I forgot there's two senators. I thought overall, you know, like overall, there's a whole bunch of people.
Yeah.
Not doing any good at all. No, don't go for the mob mentality over here. The supreme law. I mean, like the supreme law. I mean,
name one war fought by the United States in the 1900s.
Oh, 1900s. Oh, that's easy. There's in the World War or regular war.
What are you?
I'm gonna go World War II. World War II. World War II. World War II.
World War II. Okay. Yeah, it's World War II.
Okay, just checking.
It doesn't have to be.
That's why
it
was a World War
anywhere.
This is why don't they test?
Yeah. So Vietnam, Iraq.
Yeah. Well, 1990s. Yeah, the 1900s. Yeah. Did I mention my comprehension level is not very good? My attention span's even worse. Those really big centipedes there.
Yeah. Centipedes?
What?
The centipedes. Okay. No one dies from a centipede attack.
The accident on Route 8 northbound in Shelton has been cleared, but expect some minor residual delays in that area.
Was it Wham or was
no,
that
we didn't, no.
Was it George Michael, Freedom? Because he had the BSA jacket and stuff like that. When everything was like being burned up. Because he's now free. Freedom. I should just drink my coffee and shut up. Right. I got a peanut bush outside. Keep an eye on him. Be behind the door over here.
I don't know what you just said, but
it's a keep an eye on people behind the store behind you.
Yeah. Slide again.
You know.
Good Monday morning to
good
you.
Good Monday morning.
Yeah. Physical therapy day, Tuesdays and Thursdays in Oxford with Karen.
You're more mobile. You are. You actually move your head now.
What's that?
You're actually more mobile now. You move your head.
Mm. Yep. We should try physical therapy on your tongue.
Nah, ain't going to help.
You don't think so?
Nah. But you ask yourself why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number only at Sleep Number stores, New London, Waterford Commons across the Milford Marketplace, and I got the Evergreen Walk in Manchester, William Sonoma, and Milford, the Boston Post Road across the Milford Marketplace, or go to sleepnumber.com. Oh no, please don't joke.
What's happening?
You've killed Chaz.
That's just 1 week. That should be a lifetime.
You think that?
That should be, you know, at your retirement party.
This is why we take
vacation. That's 1 week.
This is why we take vacations. I'm empty. I'm dead inside.
Nice work.
Thank you.
Scott Haney,
weather guy. Oh,
Scott Haney, weather guy.
FSB! Scott Haney, FSB! FSB!
All right, look at you. Are they wondering why you're shouting to the phone right now over there?
Scott,
no, I'm sure they're used to this behavior.
Yeah. Who had this in the pool?
If I don't behave like this, they get upset.
They say, "What's wrong?"
Yeah, there's something wrong with him.
You?
Yeah,
he's being what normal. Is wrong with you?
He's being normal.
AJ wants to know why you look like the sun landed on you.
Yeah, what happened to you? You all go red.
Oh, you can see.
Yeah.
Oh,
you look like a tomato given weather.
Right, looks like you. He said he looks like you're very tanned.
No, I had work done on my face yesterday.
What? Oh, what'd you have a peel?
No, I had microblading. It was my third session, and yesterday was the worst.
Microblading?
Oh, do you like that?
What is that?
No, I hate it. It's the most painful thing I've ever been through in my life.
She's all excited about it.
I almost cried sitting in the chair yesterday. It was the third session. It was horribly painful.
What's it for? But
youth, baby. Youth.
Oh, to make you look younger, they tear your face apart.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Nice.
Yeah.
But what, take the like top layer of skin off so you...
I don't know. No, it's 100 little blades that dig into your skin and make you bleed, and it's supposed to be ultraviolet light that goes in and euthanizes the skin.
Well, you have a healthy glow. I know that.
Right, euthanizes
the skin? Not euthanize the skin, but youth. Youth.
Youth.
Filled
youth.
It with youth.
Youth.
You look euthanized.
And you're the nobody else really said anything this morning, but my face is bruised.
Oh, yeah, it's bright red, like you were bobbing for French fries. I'm like, why is he so red? Oh, my God.
That would actually be a fun game to watch. That should be the next TikTok challenge.
Yeah.
Bobbing for French fries.
Wow.
And hot oil.
It's so painful that, you know, I wear a night guard at night so I don't grind my teeth.
Uh-huh.
I brought my night guard in with me, so I had something to clench down on as he was doing the procedure.
All right, what's this called? I want to look at before and after.
Microblading. Microblading.
I think it's called, I can't remember what it's called, the specific name of it.
They call ouch, my face.
Microneedling?
Yeah, because a lot of women do microblading for their eyebrows now, but it's the same technique. They use like these little cuts, but they put ink in it.
That's
ink
exactly what I found. I found a video explaining that process.
Yes, and that's supposed to be painful.
An illusion of a more defined and fuller brow. Many of us spend a lot of time and money plucking, waxing, threading, and filling in our
own
eyebrows.
Does she have a ball stuck in her throat?
Which is why many consider something more permanent like microblading.
She's 4 foot tall.
It does seem like a first-year student explaining this.
Nicole Brooke.
Microneedling?
Microneedling.
Hang on. I'm going to call my doctor.
Oh.
Yeah, microneedling.
Hang on a second. Let's see if he answers.
I said that.
Who's in the background? Is that Caitlin?
I think that's Caitlin.
Caitlin Francis, yeah.
Oh.
Hi.
There
hang on, I'm calling Brooke.
You married yet?
No.
She's having ice cream.
Hang on, I'm calling the doctor. I don't know if he's going to
ice cream socially.
It was like get married or have ice cream.
Hey, go with the ice cream.
She is at a lot of ice cream places.
Yeah, the ice cream
social. I'm on the radio. I'm telling them about the procedure I had done. What is it called again?
Oh, it's called the Morpheus 8.
The Morpheus 8.
Wasn't that with Keanu Reeves?
The red pill or the blue pill?
Radio frequency what is it again, Brooke?
Radio frequency microneedling.
Radio frequency microneedling. Okay.
It's like an album cover.
Thank you, Brooke.
All right. Have a good day.
Yeah, you two go back to bed.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
You're gonna be so. Now, do you like this is a one and done thing?
He's got some voice.
No, it was three sessions.
Yeah, you said at the beginning.
Okay,
third. How many more?
I'm done. Yesterday was the third.
Okay,
so they can only do three before you start. You know,
your face falls apart.
Yeah, no, I was in so much pain yesterday that it was unbelievable.
You're brave. So
that's not microdermabrasion.
Microneedling. Collagen induction therapy performed using a handheld drummer pen-shaped device, electrically powered with tiny needles that make precise microscopic punctures in the skin.
Yes.
Like aerating a lawn?
Right, exactly.
Exactly what it is.
It's your face.
You're aerating your face.
Yeah, right. That's a really good metaphor.
So now when you drink water, do you leak?
Yes. Say it again.
When you drink water, do you leak?
It cries from everywhere.
Yeah,
like a sprinkler.
The blood and the water comes rushing out of my face now because I have so many holes in it.
You're like a gusher.
I'm looking for before and after pictures here.
Yeah, yeah.
They're pretty incredible, actually. Even after one treatment, you can see the difference. But I don't know if I'd be willing to subject. I won't even get my wisdom teeth out.
Does your face sting?
No, Ashley, you would not be able to do this.
I don't think I would.
Did your face sting?
Scott's like, I've never met you, but no.
We're friends. What are you talking about?
Yeah, wisdom teeth are bad. This was worse.
Okay.
Ugh.
And they put a gel on your face, a numbing gel, which is supposed to help.
Lidocaine.
Like lidocaine or something like that. But I'm telling you, he started yesterday, and I was like thinking, oh, my God, I have to get. And you got to do every square inch of your face, including your neck right down to your, like, chest.
Right. Like the collar line.
They used A1.
Yeah, the collar line.
All right, let's get back to why. Why would you do this? Yeah. You look fine.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Well, I want to remain fine.
Okay.
You know, I want to keep looking good into the future.
So it's TV and high def.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
And sagging neck skin.
You don't have that.
Neck skin.
It happens
coming,
to everybody.
Sounds like a bad thing on Jeopardy.
Well, you know, I had liposuction done about 10 to 12 years ago on my neck, and that really did a good job. But it's starting to droop again.
What do you mean, like that chicken thing? What's that called?
The
waddle? The waddle?
The waddle?
Yeah. Just tell me you're a pelican. I don't have any fish right now.
Oh. Man, I give you TV people a lot of credit. You got to look good every day.
Right.
You got to show up, and you got to look good, and you got to look youthful. Otherwise, some kid will be in here taking my job.
Yeah.
Caitlin's like, no.
No, not you, but that does happen to people. I see people age out. It's sad.
Yeah, you know? It's terrible.
It's like you want those people. They're more experienced.
Right. They know what they're talking about.
Right. You want their experience, but you want them to also look good.
Yeah, it's too bad.
Well, it's just the weather, you know? What's it supposed to be?
My face is leaking. Hang on one second.
Dab your face. Dab your face.
Just had a sip of water.
Right. Dab your face.
Wow. Have you done any other kind of work besides that?
No, the liposuction on my chin, on my neck, that was about 12 years ago, and maybe even longer ago.
Liposuction on your neck? Really?
Yeah, it's to get rid of the waddle, he said.
Oh.
And get rid of the waddle. It worked. Okay. It was
AJ's
amazing.
Too busy making jokes to listen to what you're saying.
Yeah, that's true.
I know. He's not listening this morning.
I'm sorry, what?
Exactly.
Hey, I noticed your face was red to begin with.
That is true. I started this whole thing. Yeah.
I can't believe he noticed.
Are there potential side effects to this? Like, what could happen?
Beauty.
Yeah, but can
that's
you be
a great side effect.
Can you be in direct sunlight right now? You got to wait a little while.
No, I can. I think I can go out in the sun. I just got to pretend.
You think? You better check that.
Yeah, you got to fry like a burger.
You better check
that. I'm not supposed to go in the sun ever.
Yeah, so, you already had a skin deal.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. All right, so it sounds like you got a great 4th of July weekend. So you're going to teach us how to make the best hot dog in the world?
The perfect hot dog.
The perfect hot dog.
That's good. Right.
So you're going to start with a premium hot dog with a natural skin casing.
Okay.
And then you're going to get a fresh baked roll. Our rolls are made fresh every day for us.
Nice. Who makes them?
Rockland Bakery out of Long Island.
Nice.
Wow.
And Goldie Island.
There's something about the water in Brooklyn, New York, and Long Island that makes bread better.
Yeah, the bagels, the pizza
dough,
everything.
It's worth driving that over.
Yep.
It does. It makes it a real big difference. And then
I'm taking a bite, and I'll just listen.
All right.
I'm done asking questions.
Premium hot dog. Preferably, you have a natural skin casing. So you take those, you throw those on the grill.
That's for the snap?
It's the best, by the way.
You can feel it when you bite into it.
Yes.
I have food coming out of my mouth.
You just gotta have a skin.
Like a food machine.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So no problem. Then you throw that baby on the grill and let it heat up until the skin actually splits and it rips open.
You want a ripper,
Yeah,
nice.
You want a ripper.
Yep,
exactly.
So don't have a ripper.
That also happens after.
Don't cut it.
Don't cut it. High heat, medium heat?
Medium heat. You don't want to cook it too fast because it'll burn. You want to cook it nice and slow until it just rips open on its own. That flavor bursts out. Then it's time to put it on the freshly baked bun.
Soon
as it rips.
Yep.
Soon as it rips.
Yeah, once you rip.
Because you don't want it to leak out. You lose all the juices.
Right.
Exactly.
Don't rip too long, yes.
Then you grab a little of our Dusseldorf mustard. Put that on top.
Dusseldorf.
Now,
you make that?
We don't make it, but you can't really get it anywhere else but at Blackie's. They don't sell it
you
online.
Sell it?
Oh. We do sell it in 6 ounce cups.
Nice.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yes. Good Australian name right there.
Sell some Dusseldorf.
There you go.
That's my nickname.
Wow. You name sometimes a wiener.
Okay. And then you don't toast the buns?
We warm the buns.
How do you do that?
We have a cast iron, about 6 foot long table that's underneath
it. Oh,
and
I love
warm
that.
Them up, flip them over.
Nice.
So they get nice and open up nice.
I like that better.
Put the dog in there. It's delicious. Like I said, you do it with the mustard on there. Then you follow up with our homemade pepper relish, which we're known for 94 years.
I was praying. I didn't want to ask you to bring in like an extra jar, but I was praying you would.
Yep.
You almost didn't get it. He handed it to me in the elevator. He's like, will you hold these? I was like, sure. Forever.
That's my front pocket.
Forever. I'm taking these with me.
That's his front pocket.
You've made a fatal error, sir.
I thought you were just happy to see him.
Yeah. Wow. How did it happen where you guys started making your own relish?
It was actually my great uncle and aunt. So Mary and Art Blackman started Blackie's, and that's where the name came from. His nickname was Blackie's from Blackman. And it was a family recipe that they had made for years. And so we started putting it on our hot dogs, and we made it at the restaurant for the last 94 years.
94 years. Before Scott Haney's mother was born.
Right.
Wow. They were making this relish.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, we have a local farmer in town that grows all the peppers for us. So once the peppers are picked, within 24 hours, we have it jarred into our jars, and it's ready to go.
Once he picks those peck of peppers.
Go ahead.
Once he picks those peck of pickled peppers, boom. I had to say it. Someone had to say it. We all thought it.
I'm glad you did.
I wasn't thinking it.
We
I'm glad you said it.
Of course we did.
So now, your relish, does it change season to season depending on how the peppers grow or the weather or whatever?
Great question. And the weather does affect it. So like last year was a hot and rainy summer, so we got a lot more red in the pepper relish, which is typically a little bit more green. But this year, as you can see, it's quite red.
Yeah.
It came out really nice. But this year, we'll see what happens. You just never know. Whatever we get, it tastes maybe a little bit different.
It's always great.
Yeah,
but
always
it's just a little different.
Yeah.
So it's not the same thing all the time.
It's more festive, more Christmas like this year.
Yes, exactly.
It's like red and green.
What's your preference? Do you like it a little more red?
I like a little red because it brings that color aspect to it. It just really pops when you're looking at the hot dog.
Especially in the bun. I agree.
Yeah.
Can you taste the difference?
I can taste the difference for sure. So like the red, you'll feel a little bit more sweet in the first bite, as in the green will be a little bit more spicy.
Right.
Mm. Wow.
Spicy. Love that.
Yep.
Nice. Yeah, and if you want to make a hit at any picnic that you're doing over the 4th of July weekend, bring a jar of a Blackie's relish. Changes the whole game.
Right. Not wrong.
You become an instant hero.
Right.
Yeah.
You can use the inside bathroom.
Yeah.
I always do.
Everybody else. You don't have to drink off the garden hose.
You have to get a cup.
Oh, man.
Is there a hot dog roll around here, sold around here, that you would recommend that's like a close second, third, fourth, or whatever?
Yeah, a hot dog roll, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would go with maybe an Arnold bun or something along those lines. Or if you can find a smaller bakery, get one of those. Because a lot of them are baked far away now, so they're not as fresh as you'd like them to be.
What was the last weekend? We had a three-day weekend recently.
Memorial Day.
Memorial Day, yeah.
Anyway, I was in the store. I was in that hot dog bun section for like 5 minutes, and you know, you're squeezing every bag.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And so squeezing buns, they have really? Nothing. I'm like, there's nothing.
Wow,
there's
I just grab anything.
Really?
For you, yeah. I'm a dump truck. I just grab the first thing I could find.
Bun will do. I don't think I mentioned Alyssa Goji's here.
Hello.
The hot dogs arrived, and I'm like, I don't even know Ashley's talking. Right. I forgot to mention Alyssa Goji.
No one else exists anymore.
No.
What stations are we on?
I mean, I get it.
His pants flew off.
They did.
The hot dog is the hottest bitch in the room.
Oh, my gosh, awesome, yeah.
You got to get me one of those.
You got it.
Now, when you warm the buns, are you putting butter down first, or is it just dry on the cast iron?
Dry on the cast iron.
Nice.
Interesting.
Nice.
And we cook them in a specialty oil and a slow cook, so you don't need any butter because the flavor comes right from there.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Are you sick of hot dogs?
I love hot dogs.
Yes. Good answer. Yeah, that's Steve Harvey voice.
That's the right answer.
Good answer. Yeah.
Alyssa, can you bring this into
Ashley?
Oh, thank you.
I forgot her name.
Right. That's all right. It's the hot dogs.
I do all the time, too. I just go, you.
Can I have another one?
Sure thing. Well, while you're at it. Are we having a contest today again?
That's right.
What, fastest? I'm ready.
Phil, did you get one yet?
No.
No, wow.
Really?
You got to feed Phil, too.
All right, this one has to go to Phil.
Right. Yeah. I'll throw it to the window.
All right, you want to hand that one to Phil?
Right.
Phil's coming in.
Phil!
All right.
Your wiener, Phil.
Give it to Phil.
Oh, yeah, Phil.
Thank Sorry, you. Phil.
Wrong wiener person.
Wow, what a wiener party.
Oh, what's up with Alyssa? She lost a lot of weight. She's not eating that hot dog.
Thank you. I just ate a protein bar. I got to wait a little tiny bit.
You're in that mode now?
Yeah.
She's trying to cleanse the palate between wieners.
My mom literally yesterday was like, I want a hot dog so bad. I'm like, should I bring this
to her? Bring her.
Right. I think I might bring it to her.
You should have brought her here.
Right.
Don't say that. She'll be like, why didn't you?
Good
wiener.
Just blew the rest of her day.
Getting flashbacks.
This one is a good wiener, too.
We have Rick Flavin.
Oh, Ashes is gone.
Only like good ones.
Is it?
No, almost.
Rick Flavin.
She took that to the face.
Well, they like the fact that it's a, you know, bun length.
Rick Flavin.
Yeah, it's a nice wiener.
I'll be over here.
Sorry, it's a hot dog.
Every now and then, I want it to sound a little like a radio show.
This is true.
Rick Flavin, co-owner of Blackie's, is in. So Blackie's, 94 years?
94 years.
How did it start?
My great aunt and great uncle, Art and Mary Blackman, started it as a gas station. That was around 1925. And then by 28, the hot dogs had taken off, and we didn't really need to do gas anymore, so we switched over to just hot dogs.
How were you doing the hot dogs back then?
Same exact way.
Same way.
Wow. Nothing never changed.
At a gas station.
Yep.
You would do it that way.
Exactly the same way. Keep it simple and delicious. That's the way we do things.
That works.
Wow.
Why change it? If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Simple and delicious.
True, yeah. True.
And it is.
I have a t-shirt that says that, too.
It really is.
Yeah.
Well, you hit that one.
Yeah. You did.
Yeah.
You did.
It's simple and delicious.
So was there any time in the history of Blackie's where you guys almost closed or almost?
Well, we burnt down in 1945.
Oh.
Is that, okay. What happened?
There's a lot of rumors that day.
Just a fire overnight, so it burned the building to the ground.
Oh.
And we had it back up and running.
Someone
leaked
a stove on or something?
Something like that happened.
Really? Is there like a theory on which family member?
<You're> right.
They don't talk to that family member.
Right, exactly. They're not part of the family anymore.
Who's the Blackie's black sheep? Yeah. Right.
They made a lot of rippers that day.
Yeah.
Wow, I was really ripped.
Wow.
So, oh, my God.
Trying to think of what a fire department looked like back then.
And what year?
1945.
Yeah, so they had old trucks.
Yeah, they had old trucks, yeah.
Yeah.
They had full equipment.
They actually had a little cartoon in the paper the next day that said, where will we go for hot dogs now, with a big question mark in the building in ashes.
Oh.
The next day.
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
Everybody crying.
That's pretty bad. That's respect.
That's back in the, hold the presses.
Mabel, hold the presses.
The middle of the night.
Right.
And then you're putting those metal, like, things in, like, you're spelling out the headline.
The actual press, yeah.
The actual press.
Like a light bright, yeah.
Turn the press. All right, here we go.
Exactly, right. Roll the presses, Mabel.
Roll the ink.
Right.
Roll
That's
the paper.
That's how important the news story was.
Yeah.
Stop the presses.
Right.
And that Blackie's burnt down.
And back then, the news actually factual.
That had to be the best smelling fire.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Well, that
ever.
Absolutely.
Ever.
That is true.
Toasted buns.
guns. Yeah. Roasting hot dogs.
Like, I'm fighting this fire. I'm getting hungry, though.
Yeah.
Wow. How long did it take to rebuild?
Less than a year we had it rebuilt. We had a little temporary building, and then we rebuilt the new building, which now has two towers, 13 or 12 seats across the counter like a bar, and then the two towers where there's tables in there as well.
And a fire suppression system.
Yes. A very big one.
Yes.
And then you got a pretty big parking lot. It's a destination. Like, people go for their Sunday drives and stuff.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Yeah.
Old school, just the way it always was. We want to keep it that way forever.
Cool. That's great.
Yeah.
I would.
How did it come about that you closed on Fridays?
Irish Catholics didn't eat meat on Fridays.
So
not just during
ever?
Lent. Ever, yeah.
Ever.
Whoa.
Yeah. So that was why
I need my protein.
I just do that 40-day Lent thing.
Yeah, that's what most people do is Lent, but the Irish Catholics were a little bit more stringent, so they
didn't
eat on Fridays, and it was probably a very nice day to have off as well.
Why not?
True. It is.
Yeah.
So is that the only day you're closed?
That's the only day we're closed still to this day.
Nice.
Wow.
So when they have a day off, it's a day off.
Well, yeah. Christmas, right?
Well, we are closed for major holidays. Very good point.
Holidays, but during a regular work week, it's regular just week. Friday.
We have a real tight winter.
So your earliest memory is you're over at the hot dog joint and your parents are there and you're, right?
Exactly, yeah. My grandmother actually used to put us down there on Fridays when we were closed with a bag full of quarters and say, have at it. And we played pinball in the bowling machine for hours.
Right. And what would she do there? She'd be like cleaning the place
She'd
up.
She'd be cleaning the place or trying
up.
To just get us out of her hair so she could do things.
Right.
Do the what out of her hair?
Get us out of her hair.
Right. Oh. Yeah. Right. Yes. Yeah. You kids go play that.
Well, yeah, that's probably the business day.
Yeah.
And we
exactly.
do pay our bills. We do our. You know,
exactly
whatever.
Right. Kids are bowling. Playing pinball.
Oh, man. So you just started it. Like, probably the earliest memory is being.
Oh, yeah. Since I was very, very young. I actually started making the relish when I was about 10 years old. My grandmother.
Is that?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's when I started to learn the secret.
What
Isn't
a man.
That something like you're making relish with your grandma.
Yep.
That's
it was great.
Cute.
Relish
with
memories,
For the family business.
Yep.
That's cool.
Yep.
When did you get elevated to hot dog maker?
Well, when I came back, I've been making the hot dogs there. I started working in the restaurant around 11 years old. I was barely tall enough to grab the hot dogs off the counter.
Right.
Wow.
And
That's
then I started
so cool.
cooking them around 16. I was able to start learning how to do the cooking.
Oh, they waited
and stuff.
That long.
Oh, yeah. You got to pay your dues, as Grandma would say.
Right. Were you wacky?
Yeah.
Did they say, oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe we wait until he's 16 on this one.
Right.
Wacky Rick, yes.
Yeah, cook them up, play with them, for Christ's sake. Yeah.
That had to be a great rite of passage, being 16.
Right.
You get your driver's license.
Right.
And you're making hot dogs
making
in
hot
the family
dogs.
Restaurant.
Yep.
Yep.
That's date magnet right there.
He's got all the girls.
Yeah. Yep.
Lots
it's
of responsibility.
Like, we love your wieners.
Yeah.
So that's what they said.
Yes.
Well, you had Friday off, too. So that's
Friday off.
Date life.
I think that's wiener day, actually.
I like your slogan.
Yep.
You must have met a lot of girls there.
Definitely met a lot of good people all of the time.
Good people.
Oh, good people.
That's how we say, good people.
This one's on me. I made it for you.
Very diplomatic.
You're very special. I put extra relish on it for you.
So when you get to the grill finally, is it like a driver's test where you have to make hot dogs instructors and then they give you the thumbs up?
They
test
it, yeah.
Absolutely. And you got to get ready for the big rushes that come in. So you got to stay composed in order to take all those orders.
Because
as you know, I don't know if you guys have been there, but when someone comes in and say two, we scream out, two, three, four to cheese.
There's no writing.
No writing.
No writing.
Did you like them? You put them on your arm?
Yeah.
Okay, because I've seen that. You put them on there, like everything on, then they walk it out.
That's
you
pressure.
You got to arm like the wieners. Yep.
Yeah.
That is a lot of pressure.
I hate pressure.
That's good balance.
No, but you ever, like, you're in a restaurant, and then you're telling the person the order, and it's complicated.
Yeah, and they forget halfway through.
And they're not writing it down. It's like,
and you're staring.
Should you write it down?
Right. I got it all over here.
No, I got it right here. They point to their head.
I'm like, where?
Right. And then they hand you ice cream. I have soup.
Should be back or something will be wrong.
Right. There's something wrong up here.
Do you guys get it wrong sometimes?
Sometimes. Very rarely. But we you're pretty good at it. We get a lot of practice, you know. So we actually, when you get the order in, we have the roll warmer that I was talking about. You actually slide the numbers up on the roll warmer. So that way you can keep somewhat a track because you got 50 orders coming in.
But like keeping score.
50.
Right.
Oh, at least. Yeah. It never stops. Just bop, 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 bop.
Got the four over here. Got these five over here.
How many people do you have on that grill?
Just one.
What?
On the busy, like on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, we'll have two. But that's it.
Wow.
What's the most amount of weight you've seen one person eat?
What was it? 26.
At one sitting.
In one sitting.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Was he practicing
and
for
it was
a competition? We got Kobayashi.
Was that,
it was
that
amazing.
Was that with buns?
That's with buns and mustard and relish.
Wow. Hell yeah.
26.
26 in one sitting.
How long did that take?
I think it took about 30 minutes.
Damn! It's like me at
who's
the time.
A hungry boy. Competition, but that's almost one per minute.
That's
who's a hungry
nuts.
Boy? Who's a hungry boy?
I don't even think I could drink 26 cups of water at that time.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I did do that not. Like with Crab Rangoons. To a hot dog.
Oh, man.
Because usually we have the hot dog eating contest, which you guys always do in the fall festival.
Right, right.
And the winner's usually around 12 there with mustard and relish. So
yeah. I think I could have 15.
Obviously, that guy drove home.
Do.
We'll sign you up.
Sign me up. Please do.
Yeah.
We'll tape it. We'll send it. It'll go viral.
The hot dog burps he had to like Tuesday.
Right.
Wow. And he was buying them.
Yeah. Yeah, he was buying them.
That's
yeah.
a big bill.
That was yeah. just a fun day for him, I think.
And it was. And usually he comes in and he eats like between 8 and 12 on average. At
damn.
Least one.
8 and 12?
26.
Average. Yes.
Is he all right?
So this is just a good day.
He was into
hot dogs.
He was into it.
Does he have a great metabolism?
Just he does. He's worked like three jobs, so he's always going.
Wow, okay. Wow.
I can't relate.
26.
Wow.
I have one hot dog. I'm done for the week.
26. That's why she's pacing herself right
that's
now.
That's why I pace myself. Yeah, it's going to be lodged
pregnant.
In me.
Wow.
Wow, Rick, thank you so much for
yeah, these are awesome.
Coming. Can I have one
thank
more?
Thank you, Rick.
He said he's got another tray being
I
made.
I love Chaz yeah.
really?
On hot dogs.
That's what he told me.
Yeah, leave the tray.
I did promise Keith of hot dogs, so we
got
to get
whole
that one
tray coming.
Awesome. Right. Thank you.
Kristen, too, I think we should save one
there
for
is absolutely. No way Blackie's can come in and she can't get a hot dog.
No.
It's amazing.
Everyone's fired.
Yeah, right. No. I think we're dead.
No, but you know what? It's really an honor to have you come in and do this for us like on a Friday. Yeah. We really appreciate it.
Thank
awesome.
You.
Thank you very yeah. much
thanks,
for having
Rick.
Me, guys.
Day off.
Jeff and I, the CEO of this company, have been doing this iconic Connecticut eateries, and we're going to these great roadside places. And we were going to come to your place. And I was like, well, you can't.
It's, right.
It's Friday. Closed on Friday.
Right. We're like, okay.
So we're going to do it on another day. We'll come
swerve
by.
In. That's
got you.
Yeah.
Got you.
Thank you, man.
You're very welcome.
Please thank your family for us.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Very
much.
Thank you.
Everybody.
Black too, thanks so much.
Have you played this game yet, anything?
No, I have not.
She's a 10, but.
Yeah, I have not fine. Played yet, no.
Not a 10.
Or you could do.
Not a 10, but.
You could do lower.
She's a 10, but.
But.
There's this.
This.
This, right.
It goes, although, right. It goes the other way, too, though. She's a 4.
Right, like,
but.
She right. doesn't like to do anything on Sundays. That's a 10 to me.
Right.
Okay, so then right. she goes
so
from
she goes
4
up,
and she goes up.
Because she's a little lazy.
Right.
It goes
she's a
up.
10, but when you're a hot dog. Yeah. Like that. Yeah.
It's me. So
stuff like that.
Right.
Right.
Just like that.
Right. She's a 4, but will let you go out with your friends anytime you want.
Correct.
Right. Nice. Okay.
That's a 9.
He's
that's
a 10.
That's a pro. Okay.
4 becomes a 9.
He's a 10, right. but he's 5'1".
Right.
Mm. Oh.
You know,
that's common, by the way. Right. Height is a common
thing with women.
Yeah. Well, sure no, is. In this game.
That'll drop your score.
Oh, really?
Yes,
ah.
it is.
All right, Phil.
All right. So these are some that I pulled from the internet. I didn't make these up. She's a 10, but she cries on her birthday every single year.
I think on 11. I love a girl with heart.
So I expand upon that. I'm not exactly sure how. I know you look at the picture.
She gets really
that.
Emotional. She's like, I love all of you guys.
He's a 10, but easily confused.
Thank you. Yes. That puts me at 9. Yes.
Yeah, not that's really. How the game works.
Yeah.
It's a 10, but now you're
so
going to lose points.
Birthday. Okay,
yeah.
so she's a 10.
I didn't
but,
think that
but
you would make
emotional.
This complicated.
He did, though.
I'm
he did.
Surprised. This
he tried
is
to
easy.
Help.
She's a 10, but
no.
This yep. game made me look like an idiot.
You have to answer. The question's already been posed.
You got it. She's a 10, but she cries on her birthday, so she gets emotional on her birthday. Where does that bring her to you?
Wow.
Wow.
You know, it
this
didn't
is,
seem
you're
as complicated.
You're actually making this more fun.
Thank you.
It
I appreciate
really
that.
Is.
I feel like an ass right
think
now,
that
but
this
thank you.
Would screw anyone up.
11.
Thank you.
How many hot dogs have you had today?
Like...
Are you drunk on
do
hot dogs?
Do you hate emotional
I'm not drunk on
women?
Hot dogs, no.
Okay.
Right. Okay, so I don't like the fact that she's emotional on her
right.
birthday.
So if you don't like that, you put the number down.
Okay.
He doesn't
so
even
that
like
means
emotional
that, so that would make her an 8, in my opinion.
Okay, there we go.
That so it's annoying, but not that annoying to you.
Yeah,
exactly.
She's
right.
still hot.
Right,
okay.
right.
So
again,
hold
still,
on. We're going to go away, and we're going to go inside of AJ's thoughts.
All right, I'm going to eat a hot dog while we're doing
perfect
this.
Song.
Inside my thoughts? Okay. God, I hate this game. We're on vacation at 10:05. I wonder if I can have one more hot dog.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she'd be an 8 for
okay.
me.
It's an 11 for me.
Why are you so uncomfortable? Wait,
maybe try someone else and I can see what's going on. Apparently,
don't be emotional.
Apparently, I don't know what's going on.
It's hypothetical.
You really don't know what's going on?
Everything's fine.
It's me you're talking to.
I taught you the game well, I felt like.
Yes.
I mean, it's very simple.
Damn. What's next?
I don't know.
Let's come up with another one, Phil.
Ashley?
Okay. She's a 10, but she kisses her dog on the mouth.
That's Ashley, actually. That's actually her.
That makes me a 12, I think.
I knew you were going to say that. Look at AJ's face.
So we're talking about each other in this room?
No. I'm just giving you a hypothetical.
No, Ashley put herself
She put into herself it. In those okay. shoes. Gotcha. She's calling herself a 10 who kisses her dog.
Okay. She called herself
which
a 12.
I understand.
Right.
She is a 12. That makes sense.
It's true. Yes.
She is a 12.
She asked a 12. Yes. She's a 12.
Do you two want to make out? Just let's get this out of the way.
I know.
Okay. Right.
They're a 10. But we want to make out with each other.
Just get it out.
Right. Yeah,
go cut ahead. It
just,
out.
Just do it.
No, now you look uncomfortable.
Don't
you want to go in there,
that.
Don't you?
You can't do that to a gay person.
You do want to go in there.
No, I do not.
It's
yes,
a distracting tension going on.
I do not.
On.
Yeah, There's no tension.
I don't blame
Every time
you.
They're together.
It's not tension.
Yeah,
right.
It is kind of weird.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Yep. More Ashley. More
that's
Ashley,
a that's a gay person's nightmare. What you just did?
Oh, really? Did I break some rule or something?
No, you just don't make it weird.
Oh,
oh.
I'm just
was
kidding.
It me who made it weird, or did I point out weirdness?
No, I could hit on her and not
look how
like
uncomfortable
her.
You are.
You're making me sweat. She already knows. I don't have to explain myself.
Is it me who's doing that, or is it Ashley making me sweat?
I gotta go.
It's that hot. It's that hot dog sitting there.
Stop.
Just eat the hot dog.
That's not a no.
Right.
Oh, you could have said I see her like a sister.
Right. I do see her as a sister.
Oh, now you're going to say that.
Ashley, I do see you as a sister.
I'm just going to be over here.
I have to go.
Got
to
kill the weirdness. Hold on.
I'm going to go throw up.
All right. Phil, give us another one.
Okay. She's a 10, but pours the milk in the bowl before the cereal.
Ooh.
Still a 10.
7.
Still a 10. That's like cereal killer stuff.
Literally.
Yeah, no,
literally
that's
killing
that's
her
a,
cereal.
That's a 5.
That's...
Do you
yes.
pour milk
still a 10.
First?
That's a 5 because she's
a 10.
Who pours
milk? She
guess.
Is a 10. Who, she is a perfect woman.
But she pours
milk. And she puts milk in the... Really?
She, puts,
okay. she loses points she, for
you
that?
You convince
she,
me.
Because she's
You're
weird.
A moron.
She's weird because she puts the milk in then the cereal.
Oh, my God. Really? You That would... that. Alyssa.
No, it wouldn't.
No.
You convinced me.
It's a 10.
I love everyone.
A 10 is perfect.
I eat
yeah,
garbage
but, no,
like
but
a record.
Beautiful. Personality.
I eat garbage.
Perfect. Can hang with your friends.
But she likes
Will
milk
let
first.
You go out with your friends.
Right.
Really funny. Loves your family. You love her family.
Chaz, you're
She's
invested.
A 10.
Yeah. What about like
yeah,
an,
but she
an
pours
8?
Wait.
The
she gets
first.
Demoted by the way she assembles her cereal.
Because what else is going to happen
yes.
later
things
on in life?
Things are happening.
Later
Never.
On in life. These
yes.
are things we see right
Never.
Now.
What if, like,
but later on down the road, we find out
yes,
that, you know,
that's not
that
the
she
only
eats
thing.
Her corn like the cob this way.
The crazy
of
way.
Maybe she watched some stupid cartoon and saw that's how they did it, and she just thought it was that way her whole life. Does that make her a bad person?
No.
Yes.
She's a 7, no. but she drinks an entire glass of milk when she eats pasta.
Oh, kill me. That's a 1.
Oh. How did I pull
I,
that
I
out
can't
of my
sit
butt.
At the table and
yeah.
be comfortable when people do that.
Yeah, because she's
no,
spew
she's
in
a 7 already.
She's
going to
spew.
She drinks a whole glass
a one.
Of milk.
She's a 7.
With her pasta.
A 1. That's awful. That's the most uncomfortable thing
I bring
for
it
me.
Down to a 5.
Still a 7.
No.
I bring it down
she's
to
eating
a,
pasta.
I bring it down to
with
a
sauce
5.
With milk, Chaz.
Yeah,
that
she's
is
gonna,
IBS.
She's going to puke all over
you. I'm wondering why these things are... why are these point killers?
I don't know if they are. It's the game.
Because when you go to a fancy Italian restaurant, she wants a glass of milk with a
Now, if you
want to
say she's a 10 but missing a front tooth, okay. Now, let's
I understand.
Talk about counting some points.
I'm so...
Gotta yeah, take, like, that's a
and
1.
Like, I'm get, so considerate when I date someone. So I don't even know why we're playing this game. Like, yeah, they could do anything. And I'm like, well, they're
no,
very
I
nice.
I understand.
You
not everyone could have good teeth. I get it.
You could put chicken in there and fix it.
Right.
That's 10.
Mm.
Done.
I'm going to eat my linguine with white clam sauce and a
with
full
a
glass
full
of milk,
glass
please.
Of milk.
Right. No, you want chocolate
no.
milk for that
I don't think
one.
I can watch.
No, but
no.
Phil, this is a strong
no.
7.
I'd be like, you know what? You can sit here. I'm going to go sit
7.
At the bar.
That's the name of my porn. Strong 7.
Strong 7.
Strong 7.
I'll go sit at the bar. You let
and
me know when you're finished
And what's weird about her
eating.
Porn is there's a girl who looks just like Ashley.
I have to look.
leave.
Top five things that are must-dos for this July 4th. Number five is an easy one. It is the hot dog holiday. You know it. I know it. And I do not want to hear anything from anyone about how each hot dog takes 36 minutes off your life. That is a fake stat created by Big Vegetable. And I am not into hearing about it this weekend.
Such a group.
Oh, yeah. And they have a big lobbying power. They're a thing.
If that's the case, I should have died in 1732.
I already lost 2.5 hours today, then. Right.
And these children of mine have to shut up this weekend. So every time I have hot dogs at home, they, like, complain and they say, Dad.
They don't like hot dogs?
They don't like hot dogs, and they don't like me eating hot dogs.
They're your kids?
Yeah, they think that it's, like, bad for me or whatever. Big lie. Did you supported actually, by Big Vegetable.
Did you check? Did you go on Maury?
Yeah, it's really weird. Neither of them, the two of them, they're just like, eh. We've gone to Fenway Park, and they'd be like, I don't want hot dogs. I don't want to hear it.
Wow.
So this weekend when I have...
they're worried about you eating hot dogs.
Yes, and they're worried about sort of my health and lifestyle.
They want you around.
Just right. Say we get it. You get everything if I drop dead.
Right. That's what I've said. There's not a lot. Right, right.
There's not a lot.
Here are these old CDs, guys. Good luck.
Right. Well, you got a vehicle.
Right. Yeah, they get that.
The old one's getting close to driving.
Here's 80,000 miles.
You can fight over my Depeche Mode shirt.
Right. That's great. That shirt's awesome, Phil. People comment on that shirt.
Yep.
So that's number five. Number four... get yourself in a pool Sunday, Monday. Now, you're saying to yourself, Keith, what if I don't have a pool? Well, I have downloaded this app it's a game changer, this Swimply app. Have you heard about this crazy app?
No.
Yes.
No.
Oh, yeah, we talked about it.
On the air.
I love it so much. It's Airbnb for pools. So basically, say you're like a rich person and you have a pool, and you're not going to be around this weekend. You rent out the pool by the hour.
It's like Airbnb for pools specifically.
Talk about this.
We talked about this?
We absolutely did.
Yes. Yeah, the whole rental thing by the hour.
It's so cool.
Yeah, you can rent a pool.
And it doesn't even have to be a nice pool.
It doesn't.
It's so funny.
And so I found one saltwater pool, heated, with a pool house with a bathroom. They include the floaties and the stuff.
Now you mean
and
swimmy things, right? Not floaties.
Swimmy things. And it cost $60 an hour. I don't know. I think I'm in.
It's worth it.
I think I'm in.
3 hours? Why not?
Yeah, so I'll bring the children. We'll have a time. We could say we're in a pool. Like, I'm into this idea. I think it's great.
That's wild.
You break it to the trust fund, you'd be there for all day.
Now, the part that you got to worry is, like, do they have cameras? Are there weirdos, like, sitting in the window looking at you? There's all that, but... Gotta swim.
Well, then give them a show.
Right. So if they want to see this shirtless, pale belly, it's gonna have a time.
You know what you want to do? You want to leave the girls in the car, skinny dip for about 5-10 minutes. If you hear any screaming, or you see here, like, camera's going away.
And this one lets you use their grill, and they say you can bring, like, all the booze and stuff you want. And I can have up to 15 people. Now, it will just be me and the kids, but it's real.
$60.
Like, I think it's a good idea.
So if each of these people kick in $20, you're not paying anything.
My buddy last weekend found one for $1,000. It was $1,000. He was there for 6 hours, but there were 20 of them.
Right.
Like, it actually works out.
Yeah, they each kick in some money and done.
Phil, can you look up Milford and see if something's close?
The nearest one to us is in Orange.
Mm.
It's called the Orange Oasis.
Oh, see, good name. They all come up with fun names.
Yeah. A lot of them use the word oasis, by the way. That is a common theme.
How much?
It is $65 an hour. It has 25 ratings, and it is a perfect 5-star rating.
See?
This one's $20, and it's called the Cess.
It's like AJ's Garage, $11.
Apparently, there's plenty of floaties.
All right, number three. This is where you expect me to say fireworks, but my must-do is to get away from fireworks. I hate fireworks.
You part dog?
I am. They're loud. They're unnecessary. There's a rogue threat of danger. And sometimes if you're too close, there's that ash that falls on you, which I don't really love.
Part of the experience.
Ugh. And then there's a million people. It's like no one's seen bright lights in the sky before, so I'm good. Show me the video on your phone, or I'll watch it on TV.
Do the kids like...
Yeah, and they're like, here we go. And they start at 9. Like, I want the little one to sleep.
Just tell them there's hot dogs there.
So now it's like, boom, boom, lights. Like, ugh, I hate it.
There's hot dogs there. Traffic that turns me off.
You don't right, I don't like there. The traffic either. And then there's so many people. And for what? We're standing around for an hour from 8 to 9:15. Then at 9:15, what is it, 20 minutes? And
20
some
minutes.
Some of these don't have music. So I kind of like it with the music. So they're going to play like Thunderstruck and it's going to be synchronized. All right. But some of these, it's just like fireworks, no music. And it's just like, cool, okay, great. Boom. I don't like it. I'm anti-firework.
Keith would leave halfway through and beat the traffic.
I want to go just to watch his reaction.
No, what the end is like the encore, whatever they call it, where they all flash
around. Finale.
I'll be at home.
If you go, please let me know. I want to go too. I want to watch.
You're already watching Stranger Things.
I just want to watch. Right. I just want
to
watch.
I went to the July 4th in Boston, like on the hat shell that everyone's crazy for and the symphony plays. Like, right. But then it took like 3 hours to get out of there. Ugh.
Just hang in your car. Just look through Facebook.
Right, that's it. Everyone's going to post the same thing. I'll play on my stereo and look at Facebook. Same idea. No traffic. Number two, I'm going to do as many American things as possible. I'm going to beep the horn in traffic. I'm going to get a ton of fries. I'm going to swear for no reason. I'm going to binge watch garbage TV shows like a true patriot. That is my plan for tomorrow because it's going to rain. So all the things that Americans are famous for, I'm going to do them all. I'm going to wear sweatpants. It's going to be a real time tomorrow afternoon.
Wait, what's on the list? Sweatpants?
Yep, sweatpants.
Beep the horn.
Beep the horn in traffic like AJ does every day. Every day.
No, I don't beep the horn. I just rev the engine.
Same thing, just as American. Tons of fries, swear all the time for no reason, and binge watch garbage television shows. That's my plan for tomorrow afternoon.
Complain about something not important online. Don't forget that.
Oh, yeah, but I'll tweet. Right. I'll tweet about something ridiculous. That's like an idiot.
On Twitter.
Right.
Too many flavors of Cheez-Its. Stupid.
But actually true.
Like, I knew it.
There are.
He's a traditionalist.
They're delicious.
That is a true statement, Phil. There should be one. It doesn't matter.
Look
what you did. You wound them up.
All right, so the number one thing you should do this weekend, and this is a plug. It's an easy one. Both of these radio stations are doing awesome music things.
Yes.
So depending where you are, you should tune in. So if you listen on 99.1 PLR, we're doing 1776.
Love that weekend.
It is 1,776 songs without a repeat. It's the best weekend all year.
It really is.
It starts immediately after the show ends at 10 o'clock, and it will run, I don't know, forever.
Well, 9:30.
Until it ends.
It'll run until it ends.
When do you think that'll be?
Thursday? It's long. It's a long time. Yeah.
Oh, you hear everything. Iron Maiden. Deep Cuts and Dio. Yep.
No, it's that. 1776 runs all next week. Yeah. So it will be all the wackiest songs all week long. So if for people who want to hear some deep, crazy stuff, that's what we're doing on 99.1. On 95.9 The Fox, it's July 2K, which means we're going to play songs from the aughts. From 00 to 0, to 09, we're going to look at some of the best songs from that era. So that's fun, too. A lot of things happening.
It's a great weekend to hang in the garage and drink martinis.
All right. Oh, AJ, we'll play Except Balls to the Wall for you tonight at like 9. Okay?
Nice. I'm going to wait for that.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the Mighty 99.1 PLR.